So now face to face, eye to eye, then there's going to be much better communication going on. So that's kind of what God did for us in sending the Son down to this earth. He wanted to talk to us face to face. And so this is a thought that, and I just want to kind of follow this along, is that we need to understand each other in order to communicate with each other, right? That makes sense. If we're talking two different languages, you're not going to be able to make sense, right? If, as an infant, if they haven't been able to form different sounds, you're going to struggle to understand what they're saying, right? As well that you think about if, that's why they talk about having good penmanship and things, right? Because you can write some good thing, but if it's in hand scratch that nobody can read, that you're not going to be able to get communication happening because they don't understand, they can't decipher your hieroglyphics. And so we need to understand each other in order to communicate with each other. And the thing is, for us to have that understanding, we need to know and be familiar with each other. And that's kind of the thing, is that as a parent, that to everyone else, they can't make any sense of the toddler's words that they're saying, but yet, as a parent, because you know them, you automatically know, okay, this is what you want. I remember as well with my dad, apprenticed under him, worked with him a lot, and we worked with each other enough that we knew kind of what we were thinking. And I remember we were working with this one guy, and what it was is I was using the tin steps. I think we were doing some vinyl siding. And what happened is I'd used them, and I'd set them down somewhere. And so I saw my dad come to where the tin snips had been, and he said, "Where are?" And before he even finished, he says, "Oh, they're over on the porch." And the guy that was working with us was just kind of like, "What in the world?" But it was because we'd spent so much time together, we knew what each other were thinking, and it was very easy to communicate. And so that's the thing, is the more we know each other, the better we know each other, the easier it is to communicate. And so we understand that mutual knowledge is a basis for effective communication. And so we think of that, of what it says of God in Psalm 139, verses 1 to 4. He says, "O God, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, are acquainted with all my ways. There is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether." So God knows us very well. And it's the sense that he wants us to know him so that we can communicate with him. And he wants to deepen that relationship with us. We see in John chapter 10, where Jesus is speaking of himself as the good shepherd, he says, "He that entereth in the door of the shepherd of the sheep, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the strangers." And he says in verse 14, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine." And so it's that sense that he knows us as his sheep, and we know him, and because we know him, we follow him. We hear his voice, we respond. And so that's the basis of communication, is that knowledge and closeness. And it talks about in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, in terms of us compared to God, it says, "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known." That we don't know God nearly as well as he knows us. That he has us at a disadvantage in that sense. Excuse me. But it is something that as we were to grow in the knowledge of the Lord, and one day it'll be where we know him as he knows us. And that's what we desire. We see in 1 Peter 3 and verse 7, speaking of the marriage relationship, it says that husbands are to dwell with their wives according to knowledge. And it's that we're supposed to know one another, so that that way we can have communication one with another. And so that's the necessity. Mutual knowledge is the basis for effective communication. And so we've got to think of that in terms, okay, if I'm going to get to know this person, what do I need to focus on in order for that to happen? And so we want to think of it in this way, that our tendency a lot of times in communication is we tend to prioritize speaking, because we have something we want to say, we want to get our message across, and so we're focused on speaking as being the most important form of communication. But we want to understand, if we're going to increase in our knowledge of the other person, it's not speaking that we need to prioritize, it's listening that we need to prioritize. And that's why God says in James chapter 1 verse 19, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. And that verse there is just a very important principle to apply to our lives. Like, yes, we need to control our tempers, but it's that thought that, okay, we need to be at a rush not to speak out and to give people a piece of our mind, because we do that enough, we don't have any part of our mind left, right? That we need to be quick to listen instead and pause and think before we speak, and definitely not speak while we're angry. That's just going to get us into a lot of trouble. And so we want to think of that. And so we want to focus on the idea of listening to begin with. And so there's various keys to listening that the Bible speaks of. And so first of all, as we listen for the purpose of understanding, not just to answer. And that's, you kind of see with different conversations, especially as they come into arguments, right? What happens is it's not like anybody's actually hearing the other person. A lot of times it ends up being where, if they were honest, if they would say, I'm just waiting for you to be quiet so that I can say what I want to say. And sometimes what happens, they end up talking over each other in order to try to get their point across. And it's really, it can be a bit sad and sometimes even a bit comical when we're not listening and we're just talking. We have what we want to say. I remember one time working at the smelter in the Trail that there was a lot going on, and we had this one guy that was working with a chainsaw, and the foreman that was there, supervisor, was upset with him about something. And so he crawled up the scaffold, and so they're basically yelling at each other, and of course they couldn't hear each other and they weren't listening to each other either. But when you actually listen to what they're saying, they actually were agreeing with each other, but because they couldn't hear, they were just face to face in each other's faces, and it's unfortunate. But that's why we listen. It's not just to answer, to know how do I respond to what this person is saying, how do I get back or counter their argument. Instead, I want to understand this person. I want to get to know them better, understand where they're coming from, and learn about them. And so secondly, we need to make the time to listen, because a lot of times we don't take that time. And we assume we figured it out, we assume we got the message, and we didn't get it all down because we didn't take the time. So we need to make that time. The relationship is important. It's built on good communication. So we need to take the time to have communication. And so we ought to make the time to listen. Thirdly, we need to eliminate distractions. And that's distractions outside of us. Things going on. Maybe we need to turn off the TV. Turn off the radio if we're driving or something. But then sometimes we need to, if there's stuff going on within us, they say, okay, just a minute, I need to just kind of get my head straightened around and then I can listen. Or sometimes it can even be like, say there's something that you have to do, you say, okay, well, let me just finish this and then I can give you my full attention. That we want to eliminate distractions. Because we're not going to communicate, we're not going to understand if we're distracted. We're going to misunderstand what the person's trying to say. As well, we need to listen with our entire being. And what that is kind of the thing, is sometimes, like, and I remember seeing it one time in church where there was someone where kind of they were sitting there and not looking at the pastor or anything while he's talking, that they're basically giving themselves like a, pretty much a pedicure kind of thing, trimming their nails and doing all this other stuff. And say, oh, you know, I'm listening. And you're like, well, are you really listening? And that's the thing, is sometimes we fidget, sometimes we're listening, but we're not making eye contact. And it's kind of the thing that, when we do that, the message that's getting across is that we really aren't interested. We really don't care what that person is saying, right? And if we care about someone, we pay attention to them. And so we kind of sit close to them. We try to get to a place where we can see them eye to eye, because we realize that there's a lot of this, the nonverbal cues and body language, that if we don't see that, we're going to miss out on what they're having to say. And so when we do learn to listen with our entire being, where we pay attention, that's meaningful to that person. That means that you're interested in what they have to say, and it gives them more of an ability to open up to you. And so we want to learn to do that. But as well, when someone is talking, what we need to do is ask questions for clarification. That they've said something, then we say, okay, is this what you meant? And sometimes it is, and sometimes they go, oh, no, that's not what I meant. I said that the wrong way. Please, this is more what I was trying to say. And when you take that time to ask those questions, then that eliminates a lot of the issues that you would have. And so we need to ask those questions just to make sure that we've understood it. And as well, we want to listen without overreacting or judging too quickly. Because that's sometimes someone says something and it upsets us and we shut off listening and then they shut off sharing because they're getting that reaction from us. Or sometimes where it can be where we have a critical spirit, we're dismissive of what they have to say, we say, what's the matter with you, suck it up, buttercup. Whatever we judge too quickly, and we're not supposed to do that. Proverbs 18:13 says, "He that answereth the matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him." And so we don't want to do that. We need to hear a person out, allow ourselves to get all the information in before we draw our conclusions. That we just need to be willing to take that time, and it's maybe not easy, but we need to learn how to do that.